So anybody else distracted today, maybe even just a little bit? Sort of glad we don't do politics. This is the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 4th day of April. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Today, some 5,000 GM workers take early buyouts. Job openings shrank a bit, which should make the Fed happy. How to boost sales over at Old Navy? Well, maybe make something old new again. The culture war hits beer. Thinking of buying an apartment building? Hang on, we do have some news for you. And we've got a new report on home sale prices in the news. The Wall Street Report and a generation of Americans are now sour on a standard commodity. And what to do about it? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today, listening in on some of the biggest business news stories of the day. Want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. General Motors has announced that roughly 5,000 salaried personnel have accepted buyouts from the company that will save GM about $1 billion on an annual basis. The buyouts were offered to all U.S. salaried staff with at least 5 years at the company and international executives who had worked at GM at least 2 years. There were three packages offered based on level and service to the company. The company strongly encouraged workers to enter into the agreement. According to CNN, GM has 81,000 salaried employees worldwide, with 58,000 of those here in the United States. It also has 46,000 hourly U.S. workers who are represented by the United Auto Workers Union. And the company faces contract talks with the UAW this fall. The Federal Reserve has been looking for a sign that the job market is softening, and they may have just gotten that message. Job openings dropped to 9.9 million in February, a number lower than estimates according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In January, there were 10.5 million open jobs. Still, U.S. businesses don't seem to be taking down help wanted signs, but some industries have cooled a bit. The Bureau cited lower job openings in professional and business services, healthcare and social assistance, and transportation, warehousing, and utilities. Still, there are 1.7 jobs for every person who is looking, which is still a strong number. However, there are now estimates that this information, plus a downward trend in inflation, may be enough to get the central bank to stop raising rates. Well, you never know what news will impact Wall Street, and today this bit of information kindled new fears of economic troubles ahead, and the major U.S. market retreated, and that ended a 4-day positive run. The numbers? Well, they're coming at you in just a bit. My bride is going to love this new design from Old Navy. What is it? Pockets. Yeah, pockets. CNN is reporting that even though Old Navy reported a slump in sales, it's hoping that by adding pockets to more dresses, it's going to get you to buy stuff. Now, before you think this is a brand new fashion statement, it's not. Go ask your mother or your grandmother if they had pockets in their dresses, and we bet the answer will be yes. Old Navy has turned back the clock a bit because it's something the company says consumers want and need. According to the retailer, all of this came from a survey conducted in April of more than 500 women age 18 and older. More than half of them said their favorite dresses have pockets. The reasons why they prefer pockets range from keeping hands warm to pockets being convenient for holding small items, which allowed them to go without handbags. And some cited pockets as a safe haven for hands in awkward social situations. No word as of yet from manufacturers of handbags. More outrage to report. Yeah. After all, it is becoming the American pastime. Outrage, that is. Some have been outraged at M&Ms and other consumer favorites like Hershey candy. But now, that outrage is directed toward, of all things, beer. MarketWatch is reporting that when trans activist and actress Dylan Mulvaney shared this past weekend on social media that she was featured in a Bud Light promotion, it prompted transphobic backlash from many conservative commentators and fans of the beer. One such commenter wrote, quote, "Who the hell at Bud Light thought it was a good idea to make a grown man who dresses like little girls their new spokesperson?" End quote. So, why are major brands mounting such campaigns, given their potential to alienate some customers? Is it about supporting the trans community, a group that has faced enormous persecution, or are there some other reasons? Marketing experts say the brands do look to be supportive, but they also see these campaigns as a way to tap into a different audience, one that goes beyond the trans community. And they fully understand they might just offend some customers along the way, but they see a bigger payoff in the end. For example, writes Charles Passy, quoting marketing expert Matthew Berman, Bud Light is an established brand that likely appeals to an older demographic. By working with Mulvaney, whose Instagram post shows her holding Bud Light cans with her image on it, the brand could be aiming at a demographic which is often supportive of the trans community. Who would that be? Gen Z. So there you have it. Outrage, beer, Gen Z. We got a match. So maybe you're looking to invest in, say, an apartment building. Now hang on for just a bit. Forbes is reporting that multifamily sales in the first quarter of this year were roughly $40 billion lower than the previous year, according to a new report, marking a slowdown in one of the hottest real estate markets due to growing interest rates and bank turmoil. Investors acquired just under $14 billion in apartment buildings nationally in the first quarter of this year, and that represents a 74% year-over-year decline. That is the largest decrease since the first quarter of 2009, when sales fell by 77%. While the apartment market thrived during the pandemic, we have seen a major reversal. However, maybe now is a good time to invest. You might just find a deal. In other real estate news, home prices rose in February for the first time in 8 months. You can blame it, once again, on low inventory and some increased demand. Seasonally adjusted prices increased by 0.16% last month, as the benchmark 30-year mortgage did see some decline. News Nation is reporting that 78% of the nation's 50 largest markets experienced rising prices last month. Prices did fall in several previously hot markets, including Austin, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Seattle. Now, it was a down day on Wall Street as economic fear trickled back into the mix. The Dow closed down by 198 points at 33,402, but it could have been worse as the blue chips gained from session lows. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ fell by 83 points to close at 12,126, and the broad market S&P 500 lost 23 points to end the session at 4,100 even. Meanwhile, oil gained a bit again today and closed at $80.71 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with a generation of Americans going sour on milk. The dairy industry has what they can perceive as a demographic problem. Last year, members of Gen Z bought 20% less milk than the average American. And it's not plant-based milks that are threatening dairy's dominance. The New York Times reports that instead, young people are drinking more water, electrolyte drinks, and specialty coffees. Now, in a bid to reclaim milk's mojo, the dairy industry is trying to position it as the oh-my-gosh sports drink and a performance beverage for gamers. We're really not sure how all that works, but some argue there's a simpler and better way to appeal to a generation that remembers the fat-stripped contents of school milk cartons. What is that? Well, you could start offering more whole milk. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together. Whole milk, each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.